Morning brief for the U.S. grain markets, maybe a little global comments, and we are doing an early weekly update to be posted here in a few minutes. I'm Rich Posse for Critical Point, December 23rd, 10:08 a.m. Eastern Time. Okay, basically, we're still leaving on the table that we can get an important signal here, maybe as soon as next week, and these grains can back off some. But we're showing you in the video what's going on in these foreign markets. If you're not a subscriber, you better be a subscriber. You better get in there and see what we're talking about. Some fascinating things going on, primarily with price, believe it or not, that's giving us some signals. And what are they? Are they bullish? Are they bearish? And it implies some things for January that's different than what we anticipated. Okay? So we're going to discuss those level one, level two trends into January, even into March now, of some ideas. We're given some upside objectives. We're giving you downside objectives. We're showing you price levels that, if violated, would cancel some of our scenarios, some of our forecasts, and send the bias over to a few remaining forecast scenarios, okay? We discussed the dollar, we discussed the energy markets, we discussed a little on the weather. I did not put up some interesting things I wanted to throw in on weather and then farmer income. I may do just a free video and pop that up, at least on the weather side of things. All right, at any rate, and that was really just for the U.S., but we take a look at Japan, we take a look at South America, we take a look at Europe, and we're discussing the European or the wheats, the corn, and the soybeans, okay? We also give something over in the Minneapolis wheat to watch out for. At any rate, where are we right today? The model suggesting, okay, that we've seen a level four top and a level four bottom, and so there is a chance it's actually moving higher into next week. But we show you where the level four bottom is, that if it's breached today, okay, then it's probably going to be down tomorrow and probably even down into Monday. We then show the recent high that if that's breached today and going into tomorrow, the exact opposite occurs, that it can be up into tomorrow on into Monday, okay? So, and then we give it, and then of course, dial in the price objectives higher and lower from that. Zooming out for the next larger trend, we give you an idea what's going on with the level three trend. And we do anticipate a chance for a little bit of maybe profit taking or something. But we also show two different scenarios that it could be a deeper setback, more important kind of sell signal. And yet on the other hand, we show you how that could be just a correction within some larger trends that has something to do with what's going on in South America with this weather. So take a look at that. And I think you'll find it useful. And tomorrow I may do a phone update just because I've been doing them every single morning here. But it's also possible I'll skip it. And I am skipping it for the stock market unless there's a dramatic change. And by the way, we also discuss what's going on with the dollar in relation to these grains in this weekly update that'll be posted in just a few minutes. So have a good day. And when we'll see what we're going to get going into next week. Fascinating scenarios on both sides, but this week was a wake-up week where some switched sides, and it has something to do with South America. And thank you.